Now we're moving around Ireland again, because this time we're going over to Achill Island off the coast of Mayo. And this is Kevin Prendergast and his wonderful story telling us all about the beauties of Achill Island. Well, let me just give you another one of my little anecdotes. In the year 2000, I had the good fortune, or madness, crazy, whatever you want to call it, opportunity to cycle across America. I did it in 3 weeks. I've told you about it before. And we had to train for about 9 months for this. It was a wonderful experience. And one weekend we spent training down in the west of Ireland. And the idea was to cycle from Castlebar, no, from Ballina, somewhere over that neck of the woods, to Achill Island. But when we got to Achill Island, the wind was so strong, it was blowing a gale. And when it blows a gale in Achill Island, does it blow a gale? And that's a G-A-L-E, not a G-A-E-L. And we couldn't do the cycle because the wind was too strong. And that's my last memory of Achill Island. Anyway, enough of Joe's prattle. Here's Kevin Prendergast and wonderful, beautiful Achill Island.
While the sun was sinking in the west, along old Achill's shore, as I walked along the golden strand, near the foot of old Sleepmore, fond memories come flooding back of days of long ago. In my lovely Achill Island, the beauty of Mayo, just cross the bridge at Achill Sound, and the scenes are there to see. The friendly folk along the route, way back from Tundragee, the winding road to Cashel, and where Ted's the place to go. In my lovely Achill Island, the beauty of Mayo. The men on cliffs look o'er Keel Beach, with its waters clear and blue. Then make your way up to Kimbay and its lovely victorious view. The mountain streams and valleys near Dowiga village also. In my lovely Achill Island, the beauty of Mayo. Oh, how I'd love to return again and settle there once more. In my native Bonnacurry, as it looks down to the shore, and meet old friends and new ones who are welcome to the fold. In my lovely Achill Island, the beauty of Mayo. In my lovely Achill Island, the beauty of Mayo.
If you're a regular listener to Irish music and Irish song, you will discover that there are many Irish songs to the same melody. That one, for instance, lovely Achill Island, could also be sung to Tipperary So Far Away. And that there are lots of other examples of how we Irish, well, we don't write another tune, we just put other words to a tune we know so well. I think it's part of the folk idiom, and I like it. I don't have a problem with it. There, Kevin Prendergast and lovely Achill Island. And now, the very talented Mary Black.
Fare thee well, my 10,000 miles or more, and the rocks may melt, and the seas may burn, if I no more return. Can't you see yon lonesome dove sitting on yon
Mary Black there, and we'll be hearing a track from the Black family altogether later on the programme. It isn't very often on Sounds Irish that I play what we call rebel songs. It's not that I don't like rebel songs, but I think rebel songs are all right in their own idiom. Now, here, for instance, I'm going to play you a song called The Galty Mountain Boy. It's sung here by P.J. Murray. And this is the story of the rising when Irish people in 1916 started, well, they decided they wanted their own freedom, they wanted their own country, they wanted home rule. And various little groups sprung up around the country and got together eventually, and we did get home rule in the end. It's a long story, but occasionally we get a wonderful rebel song. I think some of the rebel songs are not great, but some of them are. And this one is one of the good ones. This is P.J. Murray and tells the story of how the lads all got together and formed themselves into groups. And there may be names sung here that you may not be familiar with, but one of the most prominent ones at the time was a guy called Dan Breen. I remember reading a wonderful book by him some years ago. I think it was called My Fight for Irish Freedom, a great book by Dan Breen. Anyway, here's P.J. Murray, and listen to the story behind the Galty Mountain Boy.
I joined the flying column in 1916 in Cork with Sean Moylan, in Tipperary with Dan Breen, arrested with my comrades and sentenced for to die. Farewell to Tipperary, said the Galty Mountain Boy. We went along the valleys and over the hilltops green, where we met with Danny Lacy, Sean Hogan and Dan Breen, Sean Moylan and his gallant men who kept the flag flying high. farewell to Tipperary, said the Galty Mountain Boy. We trekked the Wicklow Mountains, we were rebels on the run. The hunt at night and morning, we were outlaws but free men. And we tracked the Dublin Mountains as the sun was rising high. Farewell to Tipperary, said the Galty Mountain Boy. I will bid farewell to old Clonmel that I never more shall see, and to the Galty Mountains that oft times sheltered me, to the men who fought for their liberty and died without a sigh. May their cause be near forgotten, said the Galty Mountain Boy. May their cause be near forgotten, said the Galty Mountain Boy.
Many young people today are leaving our country and emigrating to other parts of the world because there's very little work here at home for young people. I've said this regularly on Sounds Irish, a rather sad situation. Now, I've played this particular song, not this particular track, over and over again on Sounds Irish. But recently I came across this Australian version of the song. There's a very famous Australian singer, Slim Dusty, who sang, what was that song? It's a Lonesome Away from the Kindred, a pub with no beer. He had a huge hit with a pub with no beer. Great Australian artist. And he sings this, it's sort of country and Australian and Irish version of If We Only Had Old Ireland Over Here. He's singing it as an Australian. Now, I want to point out here, he gets one or two things wrong, including, he says, Shannon Bells. It's Shandon Bells. Totally different. The Shandon Bells are in Cork. And I don't think we have Shannon Bells, but never mind. It doesn't spoil it for me, and I hope it won't spoil it for you. Slim Dusty, the Australian artist, and his interpretation of If We Only Had Old Ireland Over Here.
I was dreaming of old Ireland and Killarney's lakes and fells. I was dreaming of the shamrock and the dear old Shannon Bells. When my memory suggested in a vision bright and clear all the strange things that would happen if we had old Ireland here. If the Blarney Stone stood out on Sydney Harbour and Dublin Town to Melbourne came to stay, if the Shannon River joined the Brisbane waters and Killarney's lakes flowed into Botany Bay, if the Shannon bells rang out in old Fremantle and County Cork and Adelaide did appear, Erin would never own, all the boys would stay at home, if we only had old Ireland over here. There are lots of lovely fairies dancing on the village green. There are lots of lovely colleens, the finest ever seen, where the boys are all called Paddy and the girls called Molly dear. sure we'd wrap the green flag around them if we had old Ireland here. If the Shannon bells rang out in old Fremantle and County Cork in Adelaide did appear, Erin's sons would never roam, all the boys would stay at home, if we only had old Ireland over here. If we only had old Ireland over here.
Fair dinkum cover, Bruce and Sheila, and all that sort of thing. There you are, Slim Dusty. Apologies to my Australian friends, if I've got any left after that. Slim Dusty, and if we only had old Ireland over here. A few moments ago, I played Mary Black, and here she's joined by the rest of the Black family. The Digger's Song. I think if you listen to the lyrics, it tells its own story.
In 1649, St. George's Hill, a ragged band they called the Diggers came to show the people's will. They defied the landlords, they defied the laws. They were the dispossessed, reclaiming what was theirs. The sin of property we do disdain. No one has any right to buy and sell the earth for private gain. By theft and murder they took the land. Now everywhere the walls spring up at their command. We come in peace, they said, to dig and sow. We come to work the land in common and to make the wasteland grow. This earth divided we will make whole, so it can be a common treasury for all. They make the laws to chain us well. The clergy dazzle us with heaven, or they damn us into hell. We will not worship the God they serve. A life of greed that feeds the rich while people starve. We work, we eat together, we need no sword. We will not bow to the masters, pay no rent to the lords. We are free men, though we are poor. You diggers all, stand up for glory, stand up now. We come in peace, they said, to dig and sow. We come to work the land in common and to make the wasteland grow. To start to bind it, we will make whole, so it can be a common treasury for all. From the men of property the orders came. They sent the hired men and troopers to wipe out the diggers' claim. Tear down their cottages, destroy their corn. They were dispersed, only their vision lingers on. You poor take courage, you rich take care. This earth wasn't made a common treasury for everyone to share. All things in common, all people one. We came in peace, the orders came to cut them down. We come in peace, they said, to dig and sow. We come to work the land in common and to make the wasteland grow. This earth divided we will make whole, so it can be a common treasury for all. This earth divided we will make whole, so it can be a common treasury for all.
I wonder how many versions of this next track that I played. I think the big popular version was by the Dubliners, I think. But I think this is my favourite version of this song. It's the Irish Rovers and their wonderful interpretation and very musical interpretation of the song The Wild Rover. You know, the one that always guarantees to get people singing the chorus. And it's no, nay, never. No matter what happening, once you start singing that song at a party, the whole place takes off. But I think they do a very good job on this. The Irish Rovers, the best version of the song I've heard.
Thank you.
I've been a wild rover for many a year, and I've spent all my money on whiskey and beer. But now I'm returning with gold in great store, and I swear I will play the wild rover no more. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover. No, never, no more.
I went into an alehouse that I used to frequent, and I told the landlady me money was spent. I asked her for credit, but she answered me nay. Such a custom as yours I can get any day.
And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover. No, never, no more.
Then I took from my pocket a handful of gold, and on the round table it glittered and rolled. Well, the landlady smiled as she served me the best. What I told you before, sure, it was only in jest.
And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover. No, never, no more.
I'll go back to my parents, confess what I've done, and I'll ask them to pardon their prodigal son. And when they forgive me, as oft times before, then I swear I will play the wild rover no more.
And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover. No, never, no more. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover. No, never, no more.
And this is beautiful. Of course, it's Anne-Marie O'Riordan. And we're all familiar now, those regular listeners to Sounds Irish, of the story of immigration, Irish people leaving Ireland to go and live and work elsewhere. And not many of them came home. But here's a song sung for us by Anne-Marie entitled To Welcome Paddy Home. Yes, Paddy has plans to come back home again to Ireland.
I am a true-born Irishman, I'll never deny what I am. I was born in North Cork by the Limerick tip line, but it's now far away I stand. Hooray, me boys, hooray. No more do I wish for to roam. sunnies will shine in the harvest time to welcome Paddy home. Now the girls, they're young and they're frisky, they'll take you by the hand. Sing Jimmy McCree, won't you come home with me for to welcome a stranger home. Hooray, me boys, hooray, no more do I wish for to roam. The sunnies will shine in the harvest time to welcome Paddy. Then came the faraway strangers, they settled all over the land. The horse and the plow, the goat and the cow fell into the stranger's hand. Hooray, me boys, hooray, no more do I wish for to roam. The sunnies will shine the harvest time to welcome Paddy home. The Scotsman can boast of the thistle, the Englishman boasts of the rose, but Paddy can boast of the Emerald Isle where the dear little shamrock grows. Hooray, me boys, hooray, no more do I wish for to roam. The sunnies will shine in the harvest time to welcome Paddy home. Hooray, me boys, hooray, no more do I wish for to roam. The sunnies will shine in the harvest time to welcome Paddy home. Hooray, me boys, hooray, no more do I wish for to roam. The sunnies will shine in the harvest time to welcome Paddy.
John Fitzgerald is another of our Irish listeners, and he wants to know, could I play the Alad Jones track that I played some months ago called A Gaelic Blessing? Yes, it's actually down on the CD as Deep Peace, and I think I always knew this as an Irish blessing. Now, just to clarify Gaelic and Irish, the Irish language is just one of the few Gaelic languages. So when people say, Joe, do you speak Gaelic? I say, no, I speak Irish, which is one of the... Are you still with me or have I lost you somewhere along the way? John, listening to me here in Dublin, this is for you. And thanks for asking for it because I think it's a cracking track.
Deep peace of the running wave to you, deep peace of the flowing air to you, deep peace of the quiet earth to you, deep peace of the shining stars to gentle night to you, moon and stars pour their healing light on you. Deep peace of the
And I hope, my good friends, that you all have deep peace in your life. That brings us to the end of this week's Sounds Irish. But just before I go, I want to say hello, particularly this week, to Mike Putnam and all at WNMB 1071 over there in North Adams, is it, Massachusetts? I hope you've enjoyed this week's programme. And I will be in touch with you, Mike, within the next couple of days. And thanks for the email. Friends, this is Joe Bollard saying, take good care of yourselves and of one another. May good God bless you and yours, and me and mine. And until you're listening again to Sounds Irish, Joe Bollard saying, take care, God bless, travel safely, Sloan, bye.